UPND endorses Malama Mufumelo for by-election. 17 foreign nationals nabbed for illegal mining in Chingola, and 3 men found guilty of arson attack for Wagner Group.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The ruling UPND has adopted Malama Mufumelo as its candidate for the Mfue parliamentary by-election scheduled for August 7, 2025. The seat became vacant following the sentencing of the former Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga to 8 months imprisonment by the Lusaka Magistrate Court for seditious practices. Announcing the development, UPND Chairperson for Elections, Gary Nkombo, said choosing the final candidate was not easy as all 5 aspiring candidates were strong contenders. Mr. Nkombo has confirmed that Mr. Mfunelo will file his nomination papers tomorrow at the Mfue constituency office and urged other aspiring candidates to unite behind him.
Having considered that all the candidates displayed strength, I want to confirm that the candidate that we have settled for answers to the name Malama Mufumelo, coming from Chundamponde, chiefdom of Lavushimanda district. He is the one that is going to carry the flag for UPND in this contest. And at this juncture, again, I would like to thank the other candidates who have not made it and to say better luck next time, because this is how the process goes.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mufumelo has thanked the party for endorsing him and pledged to secure the seat for the UPND. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 17 foreign nationals in Chingola District and withdrawn 9 immigration permits in Lusaka for violating immigration regulations. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka said the Chingola Immigration Office on July 5 arrested 17 individuals, 16 Tanzanians and 1 Malawian after they were found to have breached the terms of their stay in the country. Mr. Nshinka has explained that the group was intercepted at a security checkpoint while travelling aboard an LG bus from Nakonde to Solwezi. He said they were reportedly en route to Mufumbwe district to engage in illegal gold mining activities.
On 5th July 2025, the Chingola Immigration Office apprehended 17 foreign nationals for abrogating the terms of their permission to stay in the country. The group, comprising 6 Tanzanians and 1 Malawian national, was intercepted at the security checkpoint in Chingola while aboard an LG bus en route from Nakonde to Solwezi. Preliminary investigations revealed that the group was headed to Mufumbwe district to engage in illegal gold mining activity. 2 metal detecting machines were found in their possession and have since been confiscated. The individuals that entered Zambia for their visitors and are currently detained pending further immigration processes. In a related development, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office conducted compliance inspections on 7th July 2025, targeting various business establishments within the city.
The citizens' environmental and social concerns have expressed disappointment over government's lack of concrete action in establishing effective systems for the safe disposal of electronic waste. Organization Executive Director Conor Hakapia has stated that despite growing environmental challenges, there has been little to no meaningful investment in environmental protection and waste management infrastructure. Mr. Hakapia has emphasized that with the rapid rise in the use of technology and electronic devices, the volume of e-waste is expected to increase significantly. He has urged authorities to implement serious and sustained measures to promote environmental sustainability.
Mechanisms to dispose of electronic waste in our country are non-existent, okay? And unfortunately, there's been, for a very long time, there's been quite a lot of rhetoric with general waste management of our country. We don't pay much attention and we don't want to invest in it. And now, coming in especially the solar panels and putting so much pressure on electronic waste, that is a big problem and then a catastrophe. In waiting, we really need to up our game as a country, and we feel we haven't paid much attention to that, and we haven't invested enough.
Socialist Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali has criticized government, claiming that ordinary Zambians are not reaping the benefits of the country's mining sector. He has accused government of prioritizing the interests of foreign investors over those of local citizens. Dr. Msumali has pointed out that while mining remains a significant contributor to the national GDP, the sector is largely dominated by foreign entities that continue to externalize resources with minimal returns for Zambia. He has described as unacceptable the UPND administration's assertion that it has resolved most of the challenges facing citizens, arguing that the cost of living and doing business continues to rise sharply.
The multinationals that are running Zambian mines are doing pretty well. The prices of copper and other base minerals are at their highest. But it's not the Zambians that are benefiting, it's the multinationals. Rhetoric is about government propaganda. And that only comes about if you are not delivering and you want the people to see that you are delivering. So you talk a lot about your achievements. But if your achievements are genuine, they are credible, the people speak about them because the people feel them. Let's go to the people and ask them, how are their lives today? Now, if you go to anywhere that you are in a public space, ask Zambians, have their lives changed for the better? And the majority of them are going to tell you, no, actually, they are worse off today than they were some 5-6 years ago.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association has called on governments to engage non-state actors in the development of industrial yards in southern Muchinga and central provinces to ensure the initiative fully benefits small and medium enterprises. The appeal follows an announcement by Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Permanent Secretary Subeta Mutelo, who revealed that land has been secured for the project with groundbreaking planned for January 2026. In an interview, Zanamaka President Mopila Kamea has welcomed their development but emphasized the need for inclusive stakeholder engagement. He has noted that similar past initiatives failed to meet expectations due to limited consultation with key partners.
It's important to collaborate with institutions and non-state actors to provide ideas on how, you know, whatever they want to do as government, you know, can be done. These industrial yards, there's a gap, there's a very huge gap. Are they industrial yards for, you know, the bigger guys up there to do business there? Or maybe they, because they now they just come and employ our youth? We need industrial yards that our youth in various communities can be, you know, given the skill.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Three men have been found guilty of an arson attack on a London warehouse linked to Ukraine on behalf of Russian mercenary group Wagner. Joachim Jose, 23, Ignias Asmena, 20, Mi Mensa, 23, were found guilty at the Old Bailey of aggravated arson with intent to endanger life after the blaze at the unit which sent aid and intent satellite equipment to Ukraine. The attack was orchestrated by Dylan Earl, 20, and Jake Reeves, 23, who had already admitted aggravated arson on behalf of the Wagner Group, which the UK government named as a proscribed terrorist group. The BBC has more.
The International Red Cross says there has been a surge in injuries and deaths in Gaza linked to aid distribution sites. The agency described the health system in Gaza as shattered and overwhelmed. A new report by a group of Israeli legal experts says rape and sexual violence were widespread and systematic during the Hamas attacks on the 7th of October 2023. The experts say Hamas fighters used sexual violence with the goal of dehumanizing Israeli society. Amnesty International has called on the Nigerian government to urgently investigate the causes of increasingly deadly intercommunal clashes in two central states, Plateau and Benue. It comes after at least 50 members of a volunteer force were killed by gunmen in an ambush on Sunday.